Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 8:36 British Summer Time. Today is September 16th. Well, today was a day that was dominated by a number of indicators that were released today. The first, of course, being the CPI index, which came in. The contraction was a little bit less than was expected, so that was a positive. The industrial production figure came in higher than expected, another positive. And the current sentiment in the market is certainly pointing towards the realization that the recession is probably over, and that has been echoed by a large number of policymakers and politicians. And we remain in a situation where they're leaving the stimulus in the global economy for longer, and they have reiterated that fact on a number of occasions over the last few weeks. And that is a sweet spot for equity markets and commodity markets. Today we saw that the majority of equity markets were up in excess of 1%. The Dow Jones, S&P, and the Nasdaq coming up to the close are all up in excess of 1%. The same with the majority of Europe. The FTSE was up 1.63% and is really pushing impressively above this 5,000 level over the last couple of days. Very impressive advance here. And in Asia, we continue to see that these leading indices are pushing up to incremental new highs. China was also a bit more positive in here today. The Hang Seng was up 2.5%, and the ASX was up just under 2.5%. So, liquidity flooding the global economy, and this is an ideal scenario for leverage traders because this was another weak day for the dollar. We saw that the euro pushed up a bit further in here today, pushing straight through the 147 level. The pound was a little bit steadier in here today than against the Australian dollar. The Australian dollar was stronger by a full cent. The Canadian dollar was also stronger in here today, as was the New Zealand dollar and a number of others. The Singapore dollar was considerably stronger in the last few days and has reasserted its uptrend against the US dollar, as has the Norwegian krone. So we continue to see that the dollar is getting weaker against a whole slew of currencies, whether those are either developed market or developing market or commodity related. The dollar is weaker in no uncertain terms. And we also see that today was a very important day for the precious metals. Gold pushed up to $1,020 at one point and closed out the day up $10 at 1,017, so pushing upwards from this little consolidation in the region of $1,000, and really is looking very positive. Silver was stronger by 41 cents, pushing through to over $17.50 at one point today, and platinum pulling away from the $1,300 level. So again, this is very positive action. Aluminium firmed considerably in here today, and today's move broke the short-term downtrend. So that's good positive action. Copper had a very firm day today, up over 10 cents, and that's also finding support at the progression of higher lows within this short-term range, and it really does look like that it is going to push through the $3 level in the short term based on the consistency of the trading that we've had over the last couple of weeks. And this really is a very sweet spot for investors. In when we look around, there isn't many, or there aren't many risk type assets that are not appreciating. And what we're seeing is very positive action. When we look back at stock markets, there is nothing that has happened in stock markets since March which would question the new bull market hypothesis. In monitoring the consistency of these advances, there is a riveting progression of higher lows, and they would need to be taken out as a precondition for a larger reaction to unfold. And in the case of the leading markets that any correction that unfolds whenever it happens would is really only likely to be a reversion to the mean. And I think we can extend that prognosis to the wider stock market at this stage. So global stock markets are in a new bull market. We've been saying that for a number of months, and nothing has happened to question that hypothesis. It was a year ago that everything went pear-shaped after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. And with the amount of stimulus that has been pumped into global markets since then, we are seeing in no uncertain terms that the leverage that was unwound following the Lehman bankruptcy is being put back in place to a certain extent, and that the focus of that leverage is on the markets and economies that were less affected by the credit crisis. We are currently seeing that some of those lagging markets are playing catch up. They broke upwards from their bases back in July, and they are pushing upwards in no uncertain terms out of those bases, and there is a strong likelihood that any pullback that unfolds, whenever the progression of higher lows is broken, will find support in the region of the upper side of their bases for those lagging markets, all depending, of course, on how far this advance continues. With the impressive performance we've seen in stock markets, particularly over the last week, we're seeing that some of these markets are becoming a little bit overextended in the very short term. So we are probably entering a period where the risk of another small reaction or the formation of another step is probably closer than it was a couple of weeks ago. But there is no a downward dynamic really would be needed to check the momentum at present, and a break of the higher lows would be needed to question the potential for further upside beyond a very short-term reaction. In the commodity markets, the precious metals are appreciating considerably faster than the dollar is falling. But when you look at something like oil, which hasn't quite maintained or hasn't managed yet to break upwards to new high ground, there is that's much more of a dollar play. And the commodities really do need to be judged each on their individual merits. As long as the US dollar is getting weaker, that is opening up the potential for the commodity sector in particular to do considerably better than it has been doing over the last few months. And we see firmness across the sector. Now, it was 18 months ago that commodity markets were surging to new highs, that we had food riots in a number of emerging economies, and when new regulations were being mooted by politicians, that the commodity markets need to be tightly regulated to make sure that cheap food was available for the world's poor. Well, that all got sidelined when the credit crisis unfolded and commodity prices came crashing downwards. But if we are at a position 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, when we get another big surge on a concerted basis across the commodity sector, where we see large numbers of them breaking to new high ground and inflationary pressures feeding through to the public psyche, then the risk of greater regulation of passive long positions in the commodity markets becomes increasingly more likely. What we're seeing right now is that US treasuries are really quite steady, and yields have been ranging below the 4% level on the 10-year for a number of months at this point. But with the dollar getting weaker, and with the surety that the US government and a number of other governments are going to be putting a considerable amount of new paper into the market in the next year or two. And the potential that this stimulus that is flooding the global economy is going to lead to asset price inflation. We find ourselves in a situation where central bankers are in a bit of a quandary because they're not going to want to raise interest rates anytime soon. And they don't have an inflationary problem right now. That's certainly not the case today. But with the amount of liquidity that they've pumped into the market in order to get the credit markets going once more and to get consumers spending, they are running the risk of leaving it in there for too long. And that was the mistake that they made back in 2003 and succeeded in creating the housing bubble and credit crisis that we are currently attempting to recover from. And at the moment, we see that stock markets are performing extraordinarily well, and commodity markets are also doing very well. Now, they're not going to be worried about stock markets appreciating in the current environment because it helps with the wealth effect. But if commodities start to surge on the upside, now that hasn't happened yet, and there's no evidence of acceleration in these markets right now. But with the dollar getting weaker and the potential for pressure to be exerted on the bond market in the medium term, then they could be facing an inflationary type problem and be forced to raise interest rates, which would in no uncertain terms be a threat to the stock market advance. So it is something that really does need to be monitored with a view to what's going to unfold in the medium term. In the short term, these stock market and commodity market advances really do look quite consistent, and nothing has happened yet to question the potential for further highs to be posted in the short to medium term. But in the medium to somewhat longer term, we do need to be looking at the types of scenario that would threaten this advance. And there are a number of eventualities that could unfold. What we continue to see is, particularly in the commodity markets, is that they do need to be judged on their merits. And right now, the precious metals are some of the better performing commodities, which does suggest that the doubt about the intrinsic value of fiat currencies is growing among investors, because we see that the precious metals are appreciating in all currencies. And that has been something we've been looking for the last 18 months, and it is unfolding in no uncertain terms in the last few days. So the outlook remains bullish, and the precious metals are a less overextended asset class than stock markets for sure. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.